Drive around Germantown these days, and it's hard to miss all the new apartment buildings. In a Philadelphia neighborhood known for sprawling stone mansions and Victorian twins, their modern designs stand out. These properties represent change. After decades of little to no investment, private developers appear to have discovered the area. And while some residents see improvement, others fear gentrification is knocking on the door. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
Welcome to our home.
Yes, appreciate the invite.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I meet Stacy Henry and her husband Larry on a sunny weekday morning, less than 2 weeks after they moved to Germantown. Their new apartment is in a building called Kenyon Lofts. It has high ceilings, stainless steel appliances, and a balcony off the living room. It also has no lawn to mow and no steps to shovel. Just how the couple wanted it after they decided to downsize. Larry says he and Stacy wanted to start a new chapter after becoming empty nesters.
Our age had a big thing to do with it. Got tired of cutting grass and things like that. So we just wanted to try to move in where we didn't have to keep up with the upkeep of the property and things like that, and just try to enjoy the last few years of our golden years, I should say.
Kenyon Lofts sits on top of an old parking lot near the heart of Germantown's business district. The Henrys learned about the project after reading about a ribbon-cutting ceremony the developers held late last year. Stacy says the couple stopped apartment hunting after taking a tour.
It's like almost like buying a new home. When you come in, you just feel, you just know, this is it. And the two bathrooms really sold it for me.
For decades, new apartment buildings weren't common in Germantown. Few private developers wanted to invest in the neighborhood, a predominantly black community with a high poverty rate and its fair share of blight. But that's no longer the case. Over the last few years, Germantown has experienced a wave of residential development that's added hundreds of new units to the market. And the shift has sparked a hot debate among residents. While some think the influx has the potential to improve the neighborhood, others find the rate of development alarming and fear swift gentrification is around the corner. Neighborhood activist Rosalind McKelvey says she can't keep up with all the construction.
You drive around and go, my gosh, when did that go up?
Since 2019, at least 400 units have come online. That total is expected to more than double in 2025. The majority of the new developments are ground-up construction, like Kenyon Lofts. But the list includes some renovations of existing properties, including a shuttered high school. Most of the projects are going up on what was underutilized or vacant land. Until recently, Ken Weinstein was one of the only private developers building in Germantown. He's cautiously optimistic about having company. So far, he says the neighborhood is changing at a pace that doesn't threaten to displace anyone because they can't afford it.
We're seeing property values increase slowly. We're seeing rents increase slowly. And all that is resulting in less blight in Germantown, which is what we're after.
Emily Dowdle is president of Policy Solutions at the Reinvestment Fund, a Philadelphia-based research and lending nonprofit. She says the neighborhood's racial demographics haven't changed much with the rise in residential development. Black residents still make up more than 70% of Germantown.
There's reinvestment in the housing stock and stabilizing home values, but without a major shift in the types of people who are able to access the neighborhood.
Longtime residents like Rosalind McKelvey still see cause for concern. She's lived in Germantown for 40 years, and to her, the new apartment buildings signal a troubling shift away from the core of the neighborhood's population, families. And she says adding smaller apartments won't spur the kind of neighborhood improvement longtime residents want to see. It also bothers her that existing homeowners aren't getting the help they need to fix up and maintain their properties. At the same time, private developers are putting up brand new apartment buildings seemingly geared towards students and young professionals.
It doesn't encourage growth. It doesn't encourage unity.
Longtime resident Douglas Rucker agrees. It's why he's taking pains to encourage homeowners to stay in the neighborhood and ignore the offers they're getting, something he says is happening a lot more these days.
To avoid some of the displacement and whatever else comes along with gentrification, it calls for community involvement. If you sit there dormant, then they'll walk right over you. And then who's to blame? Who's to blame when you look around and you see nobody but your stuff there?
If there's a potential silver lining for residents like Rucker, it's that the increased development activity could help improve the neighborhood's struggling commercial corridors by delivering more disposable income and foot traffic. During the early part of the 20th century, Germantown's Central Business District was the second largest shopping district in Philadelphia outside of Center City. But by the 1970s, the district was a shell of its former self as Germantown lost population to the suburbs. Malls soon made matters worse. These days, most residents shop and dine outside of the neighborhood. Philip Balderston leads Odin Properties, the company behind Kenyon Lofts and another development around the corner. He says having more apartments can help change that.
The more apartments you have in Germantown, especially kind of high quality and affordable, the more retail activity you're going to have on Germantown Avenue, that's going to increase the opportunities for small business, and that's going to kind of enrich the community.
Valia Abdul-Latif hopes Balderston is right. She typically drives to Chinatown or the Reading Terminal on her way home from work to get groceries. While she's down there, she says she sometimes hits retail shops in Center City before returning to Germantown.
And I just keep saying, I just want to do this in my own community.
When she looks at all the new apartment buildings in the neighborhood, Abdul-Latif sees the potential for positive change, even as she continues to get offers to buy her home, even after she watched three neighbors on her block move out because their landlord raised the rent. She says Germantown has room to grow.
I'm trying to just hopefully see where this goes. I would love to see this keep going forward. I'm hoping not at the expense of more people leaving.
Including her. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.